Through our methodology, we determine both a satisfaction and then a priority level for individuals, and we identify areas of concern by how they rate on both of those.
That 76% mark is 10 points higher than last year's survey. The project, says Amy Newbern at the center, was mixed method. That is, primarily on the telephone, but also with intercept surveys. That's HOSPEAK for in-person interviews.
We screen for residency, that they're 18 years old, and of course then that they consent to take the survey. We do the same for in-person, regardless of voter status, unregistered and registered voters alike, so that we're getting a representative sample of the city of Pensacola.
When the numbers are crunched, categories such as fire service, waste collection, housing, and communication are graded from A to F, based on the mean score of all respondents. There were some changes in this year's survey compared to the 2016 model. Most of them, says Newbern, were at what she called micro levels.
Small improvements in satisfaction with city streets or with stormwater infrastructure. On the flip side, you see small declines in satisfaction with things like city street lighting or recycling garbage and yard waste.
It's been a team effort these last 7 years, and the enthusiasm that I see in our city residents when I'm out and about is just tremendous. You have a lot of pride in our community these days, which is really nice to see and hear, especially when you're the mayor.
Pensacola Mayor Ashton Hayward likes what he sees in the new survey.
82% are satisfied with our fire department, 77% of our garbage and recycling, yard waste, police services, 75%. These are tremendous numbers. Infrastructure is something that you're consistently working on, whether it's roads, whether it's sidewalks, underground utilities, stormwater.
Stormwater is one of four areas of concern that were developed out of the data, along with streets, street lights, and sidewalks. All four had lower satisfaction compared to services or functions. To that end, the Haas Center's Amy Newbern says they offer the city what it calls a priority matrix tool.
So that they can say, we know that we're excelling and we need to continue to excel with police and fire services. And we're performing well on parks and recreation, but perhaps we need to continue to invest in stormwater infrastructure. Or maybe it's just the case that they need to be able to convey the information about what they're already doing.
The 2017 survey is the last one before next year's elections for mayor and three seats on the city council. Newbern says they do their best in making the methodology stand up, but it's not politics proofing.
What I would say is, regardless of whatever administration would be in office, that we think that this offers any city government, or you could apply this to a county government, real tools and resources to be able to imagine and guide their policy based on what their residents say.
One problem with Pensacola's infrastructure is the age of its pipes and other equipment in use since the late 19th and early 20th centuries. Mayor Ashton Hayward says that's a challenge unique for a city that was established in 1698.
You know, you have a lot of those pipes that are in the ground. We've done a great job with replacing our gas lines. The big one that was just a huge win for the community was out at the airport. We did close to 30 plus acres, I believe, in stormwater that used to be an old clay pit. That's just been a huge win for the east side of Pensacola.
Many Pensacolians simply don't have the time to go to city meetings, write a letter to the editor, or even call their city council member. And that's exactly why community surveys are conducted, says Amy Newbern at the Haas Center.
The administrators are hearing anecdotal information, but what they really need to know is this the case on a widespread level? And with a scientifically, statistically significant survey, rigorous methods, you can at least then say, we know these patterns hold true at a larger level.
The 10-question multi-part survey extended across each of Pensacola's 7 city council districts over a 6-week period that began in October. With the 532 residents taking part, there's roughly a 4.2% margin of error. The complete report, along with the survey instrument, is available on the City of Pensacola website. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.